Get ready Thursday mornings to listen to Maulana Ibrahim Baum as he discusses common social issues prevalent in our society today. Tune in to the social program every Thursday mornings from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. for an enlightening and interesting discussion on widespread topics that affects us all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the social program on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company together with Maulana Baum right up till 10 a.m. And this is part two of our discussion on keeping and divulging secrets. If you recall, last week we started off on this topic and we had some few messages to go through it. We'll pick up on those messages this morning also and build on to the discussion. But let's try and get those questions answered. 011-854-1548, 072-786-1548. It's still the same discussion, keeping and divulging secrets. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
MashaAllah, 10 days down, so a lot of people will be completing the three paras tonight.
Yes, alhamdulillah, today should be. Alhamdulillah, there should be some people completing the 10 paras. And Allah Ta'ala accept their ibadat and their khatam, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept all our efforts in the month of Ramadan.
MashaAllah. I see Newtown this year, Maulana, two khatams in the main masjid, two paras a night, MashaAllah.
Yeah, make dua, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept, alhamdulillah. It is a new experience and quite an interesting experience.
And how's the response been from the community?
Alhamdulillah, it has been good, as with many aspects with regard to our community, the good and the bad. It starts off with a big bang. And then I don't know what happens. The people seem to fade away sometimes, so you lose two, three surfs or a couple of surfs. I don't know if that is a general trend that happens in most of the masajid.
Mm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. Well, we continue with our topic, keeping and divulging secrets.
Yes, I think maybe just to very give a brief rundown on some of the aspects. I don't know which points we touched on, but if I'm not mistaken, these are some of the points that we have spoken about. One of them is that don't pursue secrets of others. I mean, We all like this. I remember many a time, you know, there was Maulana Abdul Razak Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, from Ladysmith, who made mention one of that. He said sometimes, you know, we also, human beings, we also like to hear now what has happened in this particular matter or that particular matter. But be careful that in the hadith in Tabarani, which I quoted last week, even if your curiosity is aroused about a matter, don't pursue it. You don't get any benefit with regard to, pursuing a secret. So it's rather better that you don't pursue it. And then, of course, there is a hadith which comes in that when you look into a person's house without their permission and they take away your eye by throwing something at it, there is no blood money and no kisas because you have unnecessarily pursued someone's private space. So you're not supposed to do that. So this is a warning against the one who eavesdrop on the secrets of others. There's also, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever eavesdrop on the conversation of other people, when they do not want him to listen in, or they move away from him, given an indication they don't want him to be part of the private conversation, molten lead will be poured into his ears on the day of Qiyamah. So that is one aspect. The other aspect is there is always going to be certain things that are confidential for us, which are secret, which are important. Then the general rule is do not share your secrets except with someone who is very, very reliable, honest, trustworthy, and pious. When you give your secrets to someone, you are in reality giving him your honor. You are giving him your respect. You are giving him your whole life. So be careful who you give it over to, because it must not happen that it comes back to haunt you because they cannot keep it secret. The third thing is that is why we quoted the statement of Khalil Gibran that if you give your secrets to the wind, then do not blame the wind if it reveals its secrets to the trees. I was also reading, I saw one article yesterday on the computer, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu's one statement, I never divulge my secrets to anyone, but that regret and intense sorrow prolonged in its following me. When I divulge my secrets to someone, regret and sorrow prolonged in following me. And I never withheld it within me and concealed it between my ribs. But I gained, due to that glory, good mention, elevation, and eminence. Subhanallah. So don't be very careful whom you refer your secrets to. And then, of course, we also spoke about the aspect certain secrets are more intense and more, serious than others. And we quoted the hadith that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has condemned the husband and wife who, after becoming intimate with one another, go and reveal aspects of their intimacy to their friends and others. It is a worse betrayal of trust. So it is something that we have to keep in mind. Now, of course, we can take it from there. One of the aspects that we can keep in mind is if someone shares a secret with you, what is the etiquette with regard to that? Maybe that will be the next step in the chronology, Maulana.
Yes, yes. What will be the etiquette in terms of preserving the secrets of people? And as we also mentioned last week, that as humans, there are certain things we want to get off our chest. And they trust us, they confide within us. Now we got to show the necessary sensitivity, and we got to show that kind of brotherhood that's required from us. And you also would require somebody in your own life, and people also require somebody in their life to speak to. So it's something that we all have to work, as Maulana mentioned last week, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would confide within Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, even though Abu Bakr and all the others were there. So there are certain things that we all have to get off our chest, and understanding that in its context is very good. So let's talk about the etiquettes, Maulana.
You brought up a very interesting thing. What are the things that you can reveal and divulge? As you say, sometimes there's something in my chest and there's something that I know. What if it impacts upon another person? What if I come to know about a conspiracy to kill or to harm another person? What is it if it is to do with a community matter that can have consequences? We know that it is al-majalisu bil-amana al-mustasharu mu'taminun. When something is discussed in a gathering in which it is supposed to be a secret, then to keep it secret is a trust upon you. If you reveal a concealed and a secret meeting's content to someone outside that meeting who are not supposed to be aware of it, then you are committing a breach of trust. Another aspect is that we have to keep in mind is an important point is if there is something that impacts upon someone. Now, Allah has mentioned it in the Supara. وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاءُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِتُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. That when you receive something on a matter of safety or peace, then refer it to the Rasul or to the one in authority. So go and give it to the right person. If there is a matter to do with a law matter, you go to the lawyer, or you go to the police, or you go to someone who is trustworthy, or you go to an authority. If it is something to do with a community matter, you go to someone who is trustworthy in the community to be able to share. So there are going to be situations where you need to share someone's aspect that could harm someone else. And this has also been, subhanAllah, mentioned separately and specifically in the Quran. For example, last week we made mention that if someone comes to you to ask a reference for a boy or a girl who has proposed to a family, what do you do? Now, they consulting you is a trust. And it is your duty to give the best and the correct advice. There you're going to have to make mention. Now, if you know, for example, that one of the persons who have made the proposal is on drugs, now for you not to reveal it is a breach of trust, because he has come to ask you that what do you say about the reference of this person. Then you need to tell him. If you don't tell him, and thereafter it comes to be known, people will turn around and ask you, but you were aware of it and you didn't tell us. If you told us, and then we decided to continue, hoping that inshallah the boy or the girl would come out of that habit, that's a different matter. But it was your responsibility to make it known to us that this is the situation. So I think that does come into a situation where there are times when you will have to reveal something that could have potential disastrous consequences upon another person's life or to the community. If, for example, you know that there are people conspiring to cause harm, to cause fitna, and of course there is no dearth of such people in today's time, then you need to go and tell other people that, listen, this man, I heard him saying such and such a thing, he's going to create this and this. Then you take it to the right authority. You don't go and make, you see, that another point is today, we hear about these things, we put it up in social media, that doesn't help the situation, that exacerbates the situation.
100%.
Because then actually what happens, you put it out and then even the person who, for example, might be behind it will start refuting it, and then it will become into a tug of war, and then there will be a reply and a counter reply, whatever. So the point is, if there is something that needs to be revealed, reveal it to the right authority and the right source.
That's true. And keeping in mind the sensitivity of the situation, and we can't absorb ourselves, no, as received, or I'm just telling you and you walk away. You have to do it with utmost sensitivity, taking into account the izzat and the honor of everybody involved. And speaking about secrets, here's a message coming through. It says, what happens if a person passes away? Does it still remain a secret, or can we now speak about it?
Well, it depends on the type of information. If it is something to do with the shortcomings of the disease, then there is a specific hadith that do not speak about the shortcomings of the disease. They have got whatever is due to them in accordance with the deeds that they have done in this world. So what is the benefit of speaking about it? What is the benefit of speaking about the shortcomings and the perceived faults of the disease? There is no benefit. So if there is something like that, no, don't speak about it. But if there is something that they have revealed to you in, for example, with regard to the family business, or, for example, something to do with their affairs, that now you need to tell it to someone who is in authority in that person's deceased place.
Then maybe had another wife, and then it was a secret matter, but now the person who knows about it, should they disclose it?
Well, if you've got a secret wife, then you've got to disclose it to the executor, because he has to take into account that person's share. Yeah, so all those who are doing secret nikahs, just bear that in mind.
So they must confide in somebody, you mean?
They need to confide in someone. Well, they have to confide. I don't know what you mean. First of all, secret nikahs is not the way to go, because it's not the recommended method of nikah, because nikahs are supposed to be done openly. But if, for example, someone does it, the two people will have to be make shahadat with regard to it. It can't be completely secret. So whatever, this is just a hypothetical type of situation. I don't even know to what degree is it practiced upon.
Very interesting indeed. I'm thinking of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was speaking to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He said to her a few things and she was sad. And then he said a few things after it and she became happy. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha queried. And she said, no, I can't tell you, it's a secret. But when the Nabi of Allah passed away, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked again, and then she revealed that, okay, the first time the Prophet of Allah told me, I'll be the first of his family members to join him in the year after, or he'll be leaving the world soon and he'll be going very, very shortly from this world. So it made her sad. And then he said to her after that, but you'll be the first one to join me, and then that made her happy. So this was a secretive matter, but after the Nabi of Allah passed away, this was revealed and divulged to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Yes, but what we have spoken about is the exceptions. There are certain types of exceptions when someone tells you something that has potential consequences upon the community, upon the state. But by and large, when someone does disclose to us something that is a secret, then and they tell us to keep it. And there are ways that we know that something is secret. Like, for example, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, subhanAllah, what amazing things Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam revealed to us, that even 1,400 years after Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, it is still as relevant. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if someone speaks to you, and while speaking to you, he looks around. Is there anyone else who is listening into this conversation? That means he wants that matter which he's going to discuss with you to remain private. He doesn't want you to reveal it. And if after that indication that he starts looking around, you still go and tell people, you have breached trust, you have violated trust, you have revealed his secrets. And sometimes revealing secrets can be embarrassing to the person who has given you the secret. Sometimes it can be downright disastrous for the person who has revealed it. He has revealed it to you in due confidence, and you go and tell people with regard to it. Can you imagine that if it comes to be known that you have told it to someone when he told you to keep it confidential, first of all, what happens to that relationship? He will lose trust in you, but also, such an important thing, that it can have consequences upon that person. It can have disasters. It can range from embarrassment to considerable harm for the person that he doesn't want it to be known. So you have to be very, very careful with regard to revealing. Therefore, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has regarded this to be part of the sign of a munafiq who reveals and breaches trust when. One of the ayatul munafiq is salasida hadatha kadhab wa idha wa'ada akhlaf wa idha tumina khan. When trust is given to him, he violates and he breaches this trust. Then, of course, those secrets will vary. It will go according to the seriousness of it, which the ulama have written about.
Yes, it's just gone 9:30 Central African time. You are listening to the social program. The topic is keeping and divulging secrets. Share with us your thoughts on 011-854-1548, 072-786-1548. We're going to go for a break. When we return, we'd like to hear from you.
This is a social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bam. Call 011-854-1548. Tweet at Ibrahim Bam.
Yes, 011-854-1548 or 072-786-1548. Those are the numbers to keep in mind if you want to interact with us on the program. And the topic is keeping and divulging secrets. So we are talking about the etiquettes, Maulana. We can speak about the other etiquettes pertaining to secrets.
Maulana, there is one or two things that we need to be doing. If we want to conclude the program by today, the one thing that does come up, and I think maybe listeners can give it some thought. When husband and wife, when people get married, to what extent do they need to reveal their past life? I don't know. Is it something that is a secret, or do you reveal everything? I don't know. Something people can start thinking about it. We'll put your thinking caps. Maybe send us your messages and your thoughts on that particular matter. I will be discussing that as we go along during the course of our program. But I think one important point, that when someone does reveal something to you, it is of great importance that you keep it secret. There are those, and the secret varies, there are those for which the person who discloses them must be dealt with harshly, because disclosing them causes widespread harm, such as disclosing secrets to an enemy and enabling them to gain victory over the ummah. If you disclose something to someone who will create greater fitna, you know, with regard to what you have told him. This is something that is really high treason. There are secrets which might be of a lesser degree, but which disclosure causes harm to individual. But in all cases, disclosure of secret is a betrayal of the trust and breaking of a word that you have given someone. And Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil uqud. Allah Ta'ala tells you that you must uphold the covenant. And Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Bani Israel, Innal ahda kana mas'ula. Every covenant and every trust that you take upon yourself, you will be questioned about it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, with regard to that trust. So it's a very, very serious thing to divulge things with regard to things that could be harmful to the ummah, could be harmful to the community, could be harmful to families, could be harmful to individuals.
Yes, there's a message coming through. It says, Maulana, I think it depends on the emotional intelligence of your partner as to how much you reveal, especially in the bloom of the first year.
Yeah, something that we come back to that, but I think, Maulana, just repeat that afterwards. Mm. Firstly, divulging secrets is a sign of heedlessness. Mm. Someone has written so beautifully, from the wit of the wise. So a person who is wise will never divulge secrets. Mm. And unwariness from the wakefulness of the intelligence.
Maulana, can I stop you there? We've just got a caller there. Let's go to the lines. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana. And as-salamu alaykum to Maulana Baham as well. Maulana, I think actually then rather, when somebody wants to share something with you, we should rather say, don't tell me anything. Make me laugh, but tell somebody else, because I don't want to know what you are going to... I might not know what you are going to tell me, and it's going to be like a conscious on me. Instead, don't ask. I don't know what that person wants to tell you, and let them tell somebody else instead, knowing that it's going to be like, take it as if you said that you are a munafiq, that you keep, you reveal it. So rather not
to accept,
know about the secret, not know about the secret, the less you know, the better. And therefore, rather let them give it to somebody else, because you don't know what they want to tell you and what you must consider.
Yes, so basically what you're saying, there's a greater responsibility once they've told you. So you rather rid yourself of that.
Yeah, you don't know what they're going to tell you.
But Malana, your input?
Yeah, well, sometimes if someone comes to you and say, I want to share something very, very confidential with you. Hmm. And if you feel you're not going to be able to maintain the confidentiality, and then tell them that, listen, man, you're going to tell me this, but I'm not sure whether I've got trust in myself to be able to retain the confidentiality. Well, it is something that you can say. And if you feel that you don't have the stuff, you can say that. I mean, I will reply to that, but that it is a valid type of situation.
JazakAllah khairan. 072-786-1548, 011-854-1548. Yes, Maulana, we can continue on your side.
Yes, so this is something that we must be very careful. As I said, divulging secrets is a secret sign of heedlessness from the word of the wise. Unwariness from the wakefulness of the intelligent is a betrayal of trust and a breach of oath. Is committing a perilous, dangerous thing. Is a sign of lowliness and a lack of decency. It is a sign of a lack of patience and intolerance. It's there in your, you know, you got a secret and you're just bursting now. Who am I going to tell it to? It's a sign of lack of patience and intolerance. It is followed by regret and lamentation, especially if committed at a moment of anger. Compromises decency, corrupts truthfulness, and a call for repulsion. Scenarios where it is permissible, there are. But otherwise, these are situations that you have to be very careful with regard to making. This now, one if the caller spoke about something with regard to. Now, I recall hearing a bayan from Maulana Tariq Jamil, and he said that he was very close to Maulana Sayyid Khansab. Mm. And he one day wanted to go and make mashura with Maulana Sayyid Khansab. So Maulana Sayyid Khansab, Rahmatullah Ali, told him that if it is to do with any of the elders, maybe you brought a situation where there is some difference of opinion between you and the elders, then be aware, ye khadim, ye banda, baroki, eb, or does not listen to the complaints about other people, you know. And I'm not in that particular situation of speaking. And then Maulana says a very amazing thing. You see, sometimes people used to come and reveal the differences with other individuals. To Hazrat Mu'asid Khansab, Rahmatullah Ali, had a hearing device. So he said, the moment that people used to talk, he used to put the hearing device off. Yeah, so sometimes, you don't want to listen to, you know. So sometimes you like to listen to it because you are curious. Or, for example, sometimes when someone's come and tell you, I want to discuss something confidential, he has taken you into trust. Mm. He feels that you are a trustworthy person. You have to take into account, am I trustworthy enough to take into account the confidential matter that he wants to discuss with me? Mm. And if you feel so, then yes, listen to him and give him appropriate guidance and appropriate mashura. 100%. But if, for example, you can't, then you need to be careful.
Yes, there's a few things to discuss here, Molana. Let's go through them, if you allow me.
Yes, yes.
Can we take these messages, Molana?
Yeah, sure, sure.
This one says, secrecy is the enemy of intimacy. Every healthy relationship is built on a foundation of honesty and trust, meaning you must just be an open book.
There must be no?
And you must be an open book.
Open book. I understand that. I just got... if, for example, there is something that Allah has kept concealed about your past.
Hmm.
Let us say openly, it was an intimate relationship with someone before you got married. It was not permissible, right? Is it necessary to relate it to your spouse? Now, there are two scenarios. If, for example, the spouse come to know about it, obviously they'll feel hurt.
Hmm.
But if it doesn't come to be know about it, then people will continue living ignorance is bliss. Hmm. So what exactly do you do in such a situation? My inclination is, if Allah has kept something secret, if Allah Ta'ala has concealed something, then... You should ask yourself whether you should hide these sins. And personally, it's not a good thing to reveal your sins to someone. Mm. If Allah, the Merciful, has protected you and covered your sins, and you should keep to that cover. You should not reveal it to anyone else if it is completely secret. As for the future, you ask about whether you should tell your spouse when you get married. Again, someone did post and give this, it depends upon the emotional intelligence. But I don't know to what degree is the emotional intelligence to accept. Would the jealousy part, would the sensitivity part, would the protectivity part kick in or not?
Hmm.
The sins you committed before marriage are between you and Allah Ta'ala. And it is, yes, He who forgives. And it is He who covers your sins. So shouldn't you be looking at that way? If Allah Ta'ala is the one whom I have committed sins against, then I should be keeping it secret between me and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So I think it's something that we have to keep very much in line. I know there is different ways that people will look upon it. Sometimes people will say that, no, but why is there an open book? Why is there a closed book between the spouses? If there has been an intimate relationship before marriage, or for the lack of a better word, affair, then I should be knowing about it. But then how would you deal with it? Would you be comfortable with it? Would it impact your present relationship? And if, for example, it impacts your relationship, then what does it benefit? Whatever has happened is between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I don't know how people will feel, but I think it is something that it can create different types of scenarios, Maulana.
Yes, I'm thinking of two narrations. One, these narrations came in the Dars the other day. One is of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab. A father, elderly father came to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab and he said that, Oh Umar ibn Khattab, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, I've got a daughter. And cutting the long story short, she had illicit relationships in her past before becoming a Muslim. But now she's a Muslim, she has made Tawbah and she has changed her life. We've received the proposal. Should we inform the prospective party about her past? And Umar ibn Khattab said, if you even dare insinuate about it, I will make a lesson out of you. I will make a public lesson out of you that you would reveal, if you had to reveal anything about her past. So that means the secrecy is the right path. The other hadith that comes to mind is of Ma'idh radiallahu ta'ala an. When he committed zina, he came to the Prophet of Allah. He said, Oh Nabi of Allah, I committed zina. And the Nabi of Allah ignored him. And he turned his face. So he came for the second time. And the Nabi of Allah ignored him for the second time. And he came for the third time. And the Nabi of Allah ignored him for the third time. And then he came for the fourth time, and then the Nabi of Allah finally then probed the matter. And he said, no, maybe you never had zina, maybe you just touched, maybe this. And there Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi writes that what the Nabi of Allah is saying, that if Allah has concealed your fault, then there is the option of making tawbah and reforming yourself and rehabilitating yourself, as opposed to exposing yourself and going through that route. So yes, Mulana, that's
a very interesting thing, because then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, it is narrated in one narration, told Hazal, who brought the matter up, was it about him or the other matter, said, Allah satarta, why didn't you keep it quiet? Hmm. Why did you tell him to bring it to me? You should have just told him that it's between you and Allah Ta'ala. In fact, when Maiz went to Hazrat Abu Bakr and Abu Bakr, they told him, you know, Allah Ta'ala is concealed, keep it quiet, don't go to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was not only a confidant, but he was also a legislator. Now you bring it to the legislator, he has to take action with regard to it. So why don't you keep it quiet? I think the only one thing that will come in about that is that people will say, that is to do with my own situation. I've committed something, I don't have to tell it to anyone. But what about my partner? Because it impacts directly upon my partner.
Yes, so here's some messages coming through. This one says, Jazakallah khairan for the topic this morning. My partner wanted to know about my past, as we were both married before. I told him about my past, and he beat me up and tortured me for my past. It was okay for him to talk about his past, but not for me. Alhamdulillah, I am a free person. I am free of this person now.
Again, that is a very interesting thing, because it's easy for a person to say, I am very broad-minded, I am very tolerant, I can accept whatever you tell me. Don't worry, tell me. But then the moment you do tell them, I mean, you are a human being. I mean, there are going to be situations of ghairah. There's going to be situations of sensitivity. There's going to be situations of poor possessiveness. No. I personally would be inclined towards, in this particular matter, ignorance is bliss. If you have to reveal it, you reveal it in front of Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness.
Some very interesting messages coming through. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, reverse the roles. How would you feel somebody divulged your secret? It's an amana. If you cover the faults of others, Allah will conceal your faults on the day of Qiyamah. Same principle with secrets. Every sinner has a past and every saint has a future. Remember this. So honor the secret in terms of spouses. Allah forbid a problem occurs. The secret you reveal to your spouse may come out to bite you and can be used against you. On a lighter note, women tend to remember history.
Yeah, they know everything that happens.
And then the message says, even Allah has secrets that He doesn't want you to know. Example, the meaning of certain letters in the Quran, Yasin, Huruf and Muqatta'at.
JazakAllah for that very, very... we really, alhamdulillah, we're getting a quality type of inputs today in terms of the questions, and in terms of not only the question, but also adding value to our program.
Yes, yes.
Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain things that He hasn't revealed to everyone. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه. There are certain things, certain types of commands which the meaning is very clear and very transparent. It is for everyone. There are certain types of ayat which are mutashabihat, which is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whose hearts, in whose hearts there is rust and there is an aspect of being on the right, wrong path or being on deviation, they will seek out that and try to convert it against the more transparent and the more open and the more clear ayats. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And only Allah Ta'ala knows its ta'wil, and the Rasul of Almighty Allah knows its ta'wil. So there is true, there are certain things that Allah Ta'ala, and even our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had certain secrets. He mentioned it to certain people. And certain types of, sometimes those secrets were not kept. And Allah Ta'ala has revealed it, and Allah has mentioned it in Surah Tahrim. He revealed his secrets to some of his wives, and they did not keep it. They related it to another partner, and that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Then he revealed his secrets to Hazrat Huzaifa, and he found him to be Sahib al-Sir, the one who kept the secrets of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Revealed to him,
Okay, there's quite a few messages. Maybe we can just go through it quickly.
Yeah, go through it, yeah.
Okay, this one says, if you had an affair that resulted in having a child, should you reveal this or should you not reveal this?
And that's bringing another dimension to it, isn't it?
Hmm.
Because after that, it will have repercussion if it is known that the child comes up somewhere along the line. If, for example, maybe this is my this is a view that I stand corrected. I can be stand corrected by, and that is, if there is consequences of your relationship before, right, then that consequences need to be revealed. But if it is completely private and no one knows it, maybe you can say that it's between me and Allah Ta'ala, you don't need to reveal it.
Hmm.
I'm not sure, also, Morana, which of the parties from husband and wife will be more sensitive and possessive in terms of knowing about the past.
Hmm.
Now, there's a greater sense of possessiveness from the husband. So if the husband comes to know that the wife had such a relationship, how would he deal with it? Would that sense of possessiveness kick in, and how will he treat his wife? Therefore, you know, it's something that is there. But if there is an outward manifestation of that relationship, then definitely there might be a case to reveal it. I'm not sure how would you feel it. I mean, it's not something that...
Yes, Mala, and because there are, at the end of the day, still rights attached to that child. One cannot turn a blind eye. And as you say, if there's consequences, then it has to be divulged, and it all depends on the case that we are dealing with. The next one reads, can my ex-husband leave the town without telling his own children, yet he told other people and they kept this as a secret? How to deal with this? He doesn't even want his own children to know.
Well, again, I can't, you know, the thing is, we need to know more exactly why didn't he tell people.
Hmm.
But when he is in a town and he leaves the town without even telling his own children, it does speak about, together with the right and wrong about it, it does say about a breakdown in communication, which is so unfortunate. Because, let's face it, one of the big difficulties we have in our community nowadays is that when a divorce takes place, it leaves behind a little of bitterness.
Hmm.
And if only the father and the mother, the parents, can come to some form of understanding, if we have not been able to get along, do we need to bring that bitterness to our children?
Hmm.
Why can't we reveal and relate with our children in such a way that we can speak about it and we can talk about it? So I think this is something that we need to be, something that they need to be a little bit more maturity in having an open relationship with the parents and the children, irrespective of the bitterness that has happened between husband and wife.
100%. The next one reads, Malala, with our children also, they keep secrets. Sometimes you want to know everything they do. We suspect things. But when we do know and we can't do anything about it to stop the actions, we are slowly destroyed inside. Sometimes we feel we'd rather make lots of dua for them.
That is going to be another matter altogether. One is between two consenting adults.
Yes.
When I talk about consenting adults, I don't mean that the way nowadays consenting adults give the impression that if two consenting adults do an act of immorality, it's okay.
Yes.
Because I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about a husband and wife, when they get into a marriage, they are two adults.
Yes.
Right? They owe their relationship to one another. There's a certain protocol and there's a certain love between the two, and there's a certain relationship between the two. Right? It is a partnership. It is your lifelong partner, etc. Right? So there, whether you should reveal something or not is something that we look at the situation. I think if Allah has kept something concealed, you shouldn't really reveal it. That's my view. Unless, of course, there's outward consequence of that, then you can reveal it. However, the aspect of the children is something very, very interesting, because Allah has made you in authority over your children.
Hmm.
Now, you have a responsibility to guide your children. You have a responsibility to know about your children so that you can protect them from evil. Now, to what extent can you fulfill that authority if you don't know? Like, for example, someone sees your child in a place where he's not supposed to be. Right? Does he go and tell the parent or not?
Hmm.
my own view here in this situation, yes, you must go and tell him. Because the parent must know. Because he'll know how to deal with it. Now, of course, sometimes when you do go and tell, the parents say, who are you to come and interfere? But not you problem, can yeah. couch it in such a way that, listen, I'm not sure with regard to the matter. I just want to bring it to your attention. If you feel you want to do something about it, do it. If you feel that you are comfortable with it, so be it. But many times they say the parents is the last to know about something.
Yes.
Or the person who is supposed to know is the last who comes to know about it. So in this aspect, I mean, a very, very interesting question. I must say, I don't have all the answers, and something that should you be knowing everything about your child?
Yes.
And of course, there is absolutely no doubt that children get up to things that if parents come to know about it, they would be disappointed, they would be embarrassed. Now, yes. How do we deal with it?
Well, we'll have to stop at this point, inshallah. We've got one more ad break to catch up on, and there are few messages that we haven't touched on. Hopefully, we'll see, inshallah, next week if we get a chance, or else...
We'll talk about it. Inshallah. Maybe you can just share it with me during the course of the week, and we can decide on a course of action.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.